With the 43rd pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, we the Houston Texans select Bernardrick McKinney, linebacker, Mississippi State.
Bernardrick McKinney, third year inside linebacker. How does that feel hearing that? Does it feel like time's gone pretty fast? Or
it's gone pretty fast. I mean, just coming in as a rookie, it was a long process. Think it was going to be forever, but now I'm here and it went by pretty fast.
How much did it help you having guys like Whitney Mercilus and Brian Cushing helping you out, getting from your rookie year to where you are now?
It helped a lot. Like I said, I was kind of nervous coming in. Guys like Whit, we joke around every day in the meetings. Brian Cushing, a lot of guys like that. JJ, Vince. We bonded together as a defense. We had fun on the field, and we got the business when it was game time. So it came along pretty good.
Brought down for a loss. Hasselbeck is sacked near the goal line. Gabe Rivers is sacked by Bernardrick McKinney. And he's going to be brought down across the line of scrimmage by Bernardrick McKinney.
So a lot of players, they say, make a big jump between the rookie year and year two. And you're no different, obviously. But what do you think it was that clicked for you between then and your last season?
I mean, just start having a little more confidence, really trying not to think about making mistakes on the field, but just having fun out there, just trying to go back to playing Mississippi State football, just flying around, just having fun.
All right, 100 tackles, 5 sacks. You were the only player in the NFL to do that in 2016. How is it that you always seem to be in the right place at the right time?
The coaches, man, they put me in a great position to make plays. Vrabel put me in great spots to make plays. And then I just used my instinct and just ran to the ball and just flew around and just had fun getting to the ball.
A few years ago, you were a rookie waiting to be drafted. What do you remember about the draft experience and waiting to get that call?
Oh, man, that was the longest day, longest 2 days ever. I mean, the first day went by, got invited to the draft. I was behind the stage waiting for a long time, getting frustrated. And the second day came along, still waiting with me and my parents, whatever. But when they finally called my name, I said I wasn't going to cry. But, I mean, my mama ended up laying on me, so tears dropped a little. So it was a great experience.
So you get called up on the second day. You went back. You didn't decide to watch at home. You decided to stay at the
draft. Well, actually, I stayed at the hotel at the draft. And they called my name. I ended up having to go to the and walk off stage.
How different is it training for the draft as opposed to training now in the off season?
Like I said, it's a long process coming straight out of college, straight out of the bowl game, then just training the whole time, and then coming straight to OTAs for rookie mini camp. I mean, it was a long process just trying to train, to be in shape, to stay in shape, and then plus visiting all the different teams and trying to manage the time to be able to stay in shape. So it was a long, hard process.
It's a lot to balance. So what was it like last year, not having to worry about any of the draft stuff, but just to getting to focus on football?
I mean, it was more relaxing. I mean, you train at your own pace. You can stay in shape. Whoever your trainer is, train with them or whatever. But it was way more relaxing than having to train to come to the NFL.
All right, you're a third-year player. So what advice would you give rookie Bernardrick McKinney now that you've been in the league for a few years that you didn't know back then that you know now?
Yeah, just work hard every day. And just like I said, just listen to the vets, because if you don't, your head might end up shaved or something like this. So just listen to the vets.
All right, what about this offseason? What are you hoping to work on and improve for 2017?
I mean, just be one of the leaders of the defense and just have fun doing it. And just when the young guys come in, just try to be a role model to them, like Brian Cushing, guys like Vince did to me. So.